Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. Today on the show, we have a special guest, Atticus, who is awake.
It'll be a short one today, guys. I'm sorry. Our little man doesn't want to nap at the moment.
We tried to nap him and he just said, not a chance, big fella. And then I tried to give him a bottle down here and he said, not a chance, idiot. Get off me.
He's not ready yet.
He's not ready. He is not ready. But Dickie, how do you do? What's happening, love?
Oh, good, thanks, Dylan. I'm having my third coffee of the day. Thriving.
You just want these headphones, kiddo.
He does. He just wants to be a part of the show and say hello to everybody.
You can chew on the headphones. That's not going to hurt you. I don't think you'll want to chew on those, though. They're a bit...
Say hello to everyone.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey.
He got a trike. Got his first trike that we're about
very
to
exciting.
Walk around with around the streets.
The little push and, trike things.
And you can push, like, the different sides of the trike and decide where he turns and what he does and all that type of stuff. So that's very fun, and he absolutely adores that. The smile on his face was just absolutely gorgeous yesterday when he first tried it. Just he couldn't believe it. He was like, "What? What is this? I can see the world. I have the freedom." And he
how was it to put together?
It was a pain in my dick to put together. I literally sat in this garage, and at one point I was like, "Fucking fuck, fuck."
I've never actually heard him angrier.
Oh, just there was this one bit where I had to like
full dad mode
slide the bottom wheel into the handlebar bit. And it just wouldn't, like, you know those things, the bits, like
when silver bit.
Like a silver bit that you push in and it goes into the other bit of metal and it pops out. Well, it wouldn't pop out. And it turns out you didn't need it to pop out, but I thought you did.
It was soul destroying that, wasn't it?
I just, because I was down here, it was hot, I was in a lather of sweat, I was frustrated. And
what Addie and I were upstairs bludging, playing with
our
trucks.
What were you doing? You were doing something and I needed to sort of be some up there or something. Something was going on.
Well, it's hard to build flat packs.
Man.
When you've got a little bubba crawling around because everything dangerous, Addie's just like, yes, let me look at it.
They talk about like when you have a baby and the mums, they have to birth and there's feeding and breastfeeding and all these different types of things. For dads, it's literally no sleep. And flat packs.
Build this. Yeah, sorry.
Build this flat pack.
If you know, you know.
Claire is a Nazi with flat packs.
I'm not that bad.
You're not that bad. But there's always flat packs to put together. I cannot believe it. I don't know where these flat packs come from. Do you have is there a point system, like a membership that you're a part of that you're getting extra points for these flat packs? Do you work for IKEA? What is happening?
Some of the things we've gotten for little men have been in flat packs, but I'm not the worst woman. There are some people that
you're
get a lot of them. Thank
you're
you.
You're a great woman. You only...
What's this foot doing, Addie?
Well, you're only
for those of you listening, Addie's standing one-legged, holding on to Daddy with one leg twirling in the air like a little dancer.
He's a naughty little whippet.
Beautiful boy.
I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, Dickie, as I do every week.
Bring it on. I'm ready.
I bought this amazing machine not too long ago called the Ninja Creamy. And it makes ice cream, and I make protein ice cream out of it, and it has, very low calorie, very all this high protein, good stuff to build daddy's big fucking muscles. Sorry for swearing. And you refused for a long time to use this particular piece of equipment because...
I had a mental breakdown.
You had a menti bee trying to it the first time.
I hate it.
It is a bit of a tricky...
I hate it.
It's a tricky thing.
Hate
so you've got to put
it
all together. Then you freeze the...
You need a bachelor's degree to put this piece of...
Oh, I'm an engineer after learning it. This is all the flat pack stuff that's got me ready for this stuff. So you put it... You freeze the ingredients, whatever you want to do, and then you freeze it for 24 hours and you put it in the Ninja Creamy.
What do you do, Baba?
You put it in, you turn on the blade, and it whips it all up into this beautiful, creamy
sensation.
Sounds
easy, doesn't it?
Does sound easy. You didn't like it because it's loud. It's scary.
I hate the noise.
It's very loud, and it rumbles
my
tism,
the whole house. My tism doesn't like
the
it.
The tism's a tismin.
And you have to press 8 different buttons. Then you have to slightly make sure all the stars are aligned, make sure Adi's asleep, all the lights are off, make sure you're wearing green pajamas, and turn this on, and then it might work.
Well, you have to do it. You have to grind it. Then you have to add a little bit of milk or
water. Just eat normal ice cream.
No, I'm sick of being a fat dog.
He's not fat. There's a fly in here.
Good grief. But you managed to navigate your way around the Ninja Creamy, and now you are a god with it.
I am. I still hate it, though.
You even add the right amount of sugar-free syrup that I like.
I do.
I add way too much.
Lucky you're cute.
Yeah.
But I hate things like that. I'm very... slow with things like that. I'm just not bright at
There's some things that you just go, nah, I don't can't want do part them. Of it.
If it has more than two steps or three steps, I'm out.
You know what I can't do? I cannot do.
What?
Movies with subtitles. Foreign movies.
Foreign movies. Foreign movies. Oh, no one likes those. They just pretend to.
It's like
get out of your toy, guys.
It's like you're going to be accused of racism or something if you don't like it. But let's talk about... I would be. But honestly, I cannot deal with some of these like Russian films or Polish films and stuff.
Did you watch Squid Game?
Test. Addy's got his little microphone. Oh, let's go, Addy. Did I watch what?
Did you watch Squid Game?
The first one?
Yeah.
No.
No, you didn't.
Because it had subtitles.
See, that's what my problem was. I watch everything with subtitles. And if something was filmed foreignly, I'm going to watch it in that language that it was made in. I'm not going to go watch it in dub, like English.
Yeah, dub doesn't work. Yeah. Dub doesn't work.
See, that's the thing. The argument I have with people with Squid Game is they watch it in English. Particularly. And it was like the mouths are moving wrong. And
was that Japanese, that moon?
Korean.
Korean. Yeah. Sorry, racist. Hey, Gal.
Yeah, very racist.
But the problem with like the Asian languages is English is a lot. Here's my problem with Asian people.
Far out. Great food, bad drivers.
Okay. Cut it.
Can't have that either.
Cut it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Cut it.
Sorry, Addy.
Here's my problem with Asian people and their language, okay? And it's actually not a problem. It's more so the... It's a bit of an issue between the English language and Asian languages is they have a lot of words to use to describe one thing.
Mm.
Like, and in the dubbed, it sort of looks like this. It's like...
For those of you listening to this beautiful piece of content, Isaac's doing faces and mouthing words. And if you hear a noise, Addy's playing with a little high chair playing toy.
So it's that much mouthing. And then English version is, the apple is red. And so dub just doesn't work.
It's so true.
Dub just doesn't work. So
it's so true.
I can't do dub movies. And it often happens with Netflix. In the top 10, there's this new film. It's a thriller called The Station.
Yes.
And it's got like 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like, oh my God, a thriller with 80%. Yay. It's going to be good. And then the first, you open it up and it's this Polish film. It's like, I don't know why they're speaking in an Asian language. But how could you, what's an impression of Polish people?
I'm not even going to try.
No, don't do it. No Germans allowed.
I was going to make an ass joke or something.
No. What? I don't know. But you know what I mean. I just can't. That's my ninja creamy.
That's my
ninja creamy.
Well, the ninja creamy and I aren't friends.
So you just skip the movie / show.
I won't watch it.
Won't watch it.
Refuse. Oh, yeah. I refuse. Claire watches Love Actually in Korean, which I think is weird. Why do you watch Love Actually in Korean?
There's something about Hugh Grant just...
Sein Choi Bao. Can I say that?
You can... get effed. So, guys, I'm going to just give you a bit of a backstory. When we film, I come out with some bangers. And I'm going to say bangers because that's what the kids say. And sometimes they're a little bit toasty. They're a bit fresh. You know, they're a little bit risky. But I think you guys would find it very funny. And Isaac's like, nah, we can't put that in. And then he comes out with his little bloody anecdotes that are usually somewhat.
You are right. Toasty. Can we bleep what I said?
Yeah. He comes out with some utter BS that can be a bit edgy. And he's like, leave it in. Leave it in. And I say something that's hilarious. Mate. And they're like, nah.
All right. Let's talk about Australia Day.
Wear your thongs, get your barbecues, and enjoy the day.
Let's talk about Invasion Day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Invasion Day thing, it's a big debate. It's a big debate. And I tend to think that, and we'll go to Caleb, he's our local Indigenous man.
Yeah. He's our black friend.
I was hired because I had to be hired.
Caleb was a diversity hire.
Sponsored by Netflix. He's in a wheelchair as well.
You know, when we went to, I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but when we went to Screen Australia and we wanted to get some funding for something, we wanted to do a big series.
We had all the quotas too.
You had to have someone who's Indigenous. You had to have someone who was another. Literally, it says it there.
It's pretty off.
Like,
you had to have a gay person.
You had to have LGBTQI diversity in the thing. And we had everything. Our cameraman was gay.
I am a woman.
I was trans for a week.
Yeah.
No, but like we had everything. And
yeah.
They still turned
it
us
wasn't
down.
Woke enough, but I'm afraid.
But that's, I just don't like that. It's like when you see in movies and stuff, you see someone who, excuse me, you actually quite see it quite a bit in British
in the film, cop shows.
In the cop shows, you'll see someone
with a breathing tube down at forensics. I'm not joking.
Why am I coughing? This lady in the forensic department the other day on this British cop show watching had a feeding tube in.
That's it.
And I was like, I know people have feeding tubes.
But they're probably not working down in forensics, though. Are you all right?
I don't know. That's obviously a diversity hire.
You know what I really like, though? I think it's lovely that they're showing people in wheelchairs more.
Well, people are in wheelchairs.
That's really nice. Fully functioning people in wheelchairs that are just,
I just think it was
rolling around.
There was actually a video I worked on the other day about they're talking about removing special schools in Australia.
Oh, don't get me started.
By 2051, they want no more special schools.
Disgraceful.
Because it's segregation.
Mix them in. Let's go.
Well, the problem with mixing them in, and I think this about a lot of different people.
Fuck.
It's a joke, obviously.
It is good.
Now, the problem with mixing disabled people in with regular folk, and I'll say that, is because disability is a very, very wide spectrum.
It's different.
Some people are in wheelchairs, and that's a disability. Some people are blind, and that's a disability. Some people have a degenerative, like me, disease, and perhaps they can't function in the same way they function.
Autism.
And other people are just, like, full-blown autistic.
Yep.
Like, screaming and hollering and...
Non-verbal.
And I know this because my brother's autistic. Mm-hmm. And one of the best things for him was to go to a special school.
And where they see other kids like them and their parents, the teachers there also are actually trained to look after these kids. It's not fair on the normal school system to have a highly disabled child, as beautiful as that child is, and send them in with all the other kids with a teacher who's battling with the kids as it is. And then they've got one kid in there who needs a lot more attention. They're like, oh, no, we'll just send in one special needs teacher an hour a day to look after this kid. It's bullshit. It's cruel.
So what they said was you need a complete overhaul of the education system. No doubt. But the whole idea that they'd shut down special schools is just madness, because a lot of kids can be integrated into normal education. But a lot of kids just can't, and they will not function well, and it would be – it's discrimination against them.
It's a case-by-case.
That's literally what I said.
It should
be
up to the parents, right?
100%.
Yeah.
The parents know.
Yes.
Now, there was a Royal Commission into the disability sector here in Australia, and a Royal Commission is basically a big independent investigation into something that's of public importance. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a vote of 3-2, I think. Well, not a vote, it was more of a recommendation. The recommendation was supported by 3-2. And the three that recommended that special schools be phased out were: one lady was in a wheelchair, one lady was blind, and one lady had a... one lady was blind, one lady was in a wheelchair, the dude was blind, the doctor...
They walk into a bar.
And the other lady had had a...
Bleep that out.
No, leave that in. What do you reckon? Leave it in or bloop it
leave
out?
Leave it in. I am joking.
Let's just see how far we can go.
Yes. Right. I am joking, guys.
The other lady had a
and
daughter.
If you're deaf, you didn't hear it.
Had a daughter with MS.
Yep.
No, if you're deaf, you're not hearing this, because we actually put Korean subtitles down.
Fuck.
Really confused people. We're huge in Korea.
Huge, bitch.
And the other lady had a daughter with MS. Mm-hmm. Now, wheelchair, blind, MS. All disabilities, no
very
doubt.
Very different disabilities.
Very different disabilities.
And we're not dissing that disability.
Do not diss.
Are we, Addy? Cuddles?
But all disabilities that you could easily, well, not easily, but with a few different changes, be integrated into a regular school. Now, if you've got a child who is severely autistic, who is slapping his ears, freaking out, who a lot of people who know autistic kids or... And I'm talking about properly autistic kids, not the autistic.
Highly autistic.
Not the highly autistic. Not the autism when they're playing the piano real good. I'm talking about, like, kid. There was one kid that on a video I was watching about the subject who couldn't deal with the bell at school because it was so loud, and it really affected him with his auditory sensitivities. Now, that's something that thinks about. He'd have a breakdown and he'd run away from the school. That's what people aren't thinking like that. I think segregation can be good for these kids in a way, because you give them what they actually need.
I don't see how it's segregating, though. I think it's being kind and having
It is.
Your child in with other kids like them, with teachers qualified to actually look after them that understand
the,
it.
The only reason I said segregation is that's what they called it. They called it segregation now.
That's. I think that's really, really dumb to say that.
On the topic of segregation, Australia Day was last week.
What did you do? Did you?
Now, I wanted to just get this out here. We talked about this on our morning walk this morning.
We did.
That we want an Australia where everyone can enjoy the day. And if that means change the date, I've said this before, if that means change the date, fucking by all means. But there has to be a date because this is a fantastic country that we should all be very, very proud of. But that's not what a lot of the activists want. And I'm not just talking about Indigenous activists. I'm talking about activists
The blue hairs
who just like sharing things on fucking Instagram.
Yep.
Now, let's go to our Indigenous reporter, Caleb. Because I'm a white boy. I shouldn't be talking about this subject at all. What do you think?
Where are you going?
Yeah, family gets together and we share a glue stick.
Share a glue stick? Oh. Not funny.
That's so
I can say that. I'm allowed to say that.
Okay, okay.
My dad's
do you want dada?
Okay, come here.
Help me!
No, I change the date if we have to. But, I mean, I think it's a great day. Like, we all get, like as you said, like, my whole family's Indigenous and we get together, have a barbecue, eat food and we drink and all that, you know.
Because that's what we...
Break out your tapping sticks.
Break up the tapping sticks.
When we grew up, it was all about just hanging out at someone's house or we'd have people come over. And even people in my family, and Claire knows who I'm talking about, they celebrated it and now they call it Invasion Day, which is hilarious. But I think that if you were a part of the Stolen Generation or your mother was or your father was...
Maybe they haven't looked at the history of other countries, just saying.
That is an issue with
That's
it.
My because issue
every,
with it.
Every country, if you go back far enough, there is immense issues. But... Yeah. I understand it. And if you say that, you know, this reminds me of this day and
it makes your grandma cry.
If it makes your grandma cry because it genuinely affected her horrifically, then let's change the date.
Yeah, but there should be an Australia Day for everybody to be happy about.
100%. So that's our thoughts on it.
The Wokies have every other day. Give us an Australia Day.
Well, the LGBTQIA+ community gets 5 weeks a year. Can we have one day?
Oh,
what about Australian White Men Day? When's that day?
Isaac.
I feel like we've been copping a lot of flack lately. We deserve a day.
Yes.
Yeah. Hang on. You're white now.
I'm a mud blood.
You're a mud blood. You're a mixed bag.
He's a mixed race. Are you allowed to say that?
Well, even for us with even Irish heritage, how the British treated the Irish. Potato famine, all that type of stuff.
What was it I had when we did my thing?
You've got Middle Eastern.
I do, so fucking come at me.
Hello, what's up? Wasn't that strange that you came out with Middle Eastern?
Yeah, that's where these good looks come from.
Fair enough. You've also got Kiwi in you.
I do.
What's a Kiwi?
That's right.
You're not Maori, you're the white
I've
Kiwi.
I've got all of it, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. What do you think, Addy?
That's so good.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh,
Daddy's nose.
Isn't he beautiful?
Now, I've got to change the subject onto something disgusting.
Oh.
I walked out the back yesterday to put the sprinkler on that I accidentally left on all night.
That'll be a great water bill. Oh, God.
That's how I save the environment, by ruining it. And there was feces on the ground. Now, we got two dogs.
Can't believe you're telling them this.
Pepper and Littlefoot. Now, Pepper and Littlefoot, there's one of their parents, us, Mum and Dad, that they can really make them do whatever they want. Now, that parent is Claire.
I would give them my skin.
That parent is Claire. And Claire, whenever they go to the fridge and they go, because they want one thing and they want carrots.
Really, now, they want chicken, but I give them carrots.
They get carrots. How many carrots do you reckon Pepper and Littlefoot have a day?
Four.
Each?
Yep. Being honest, I have nothing to hide.
They got great teeth.
Great teeth.
But this shit yesterday, and Caleb, I'll show you when we go outside.
I can't wait.
Because it was confronting. It was not like, not just chunks of carrot in it. Complete carrot.
Don't listen.
It was like a recycled carrot. It was unbelievable. You're right. Caleb's checking the audio equipment. I was going,
sorry.
We've been recording.
Addy and I are busy.
It was 100% carrot.
I know.
And it was 100%
with like a chocolate
gross.
Coating.
No, there wasn't even chocolate coating. It wasn't even looking slippery. It looked like he had swallowed it and fired it out within one movement. And I just want to say, Claire, how dare you, when there's starving African children and you're feeding good, wholesome carrots to two mudbloods.
I can't send the carrots over there.
You have you tried?
No.
That's right.
Has Anthony Albanese?
He would. He'd do it. He'd send carrots to the African folk.
He would if he put it on his Instagram first.
Fucking oath. Now, you asked me the other day.
He put a video up, just saying, Jesus Christ. Of him hugging some lady. And he was like, it's very important to me to welcome home Mrs. whatever, some Asian politician lady, which is lovely. And I was like, why the fuck are you putting this on Instagram? No one cares about this.
What were they, where was she, where'd she go?
Somewhere Chinese.
Oh.
Somewhere Asian. Somewhere on a plane. No. She'd been somewhere.
Got it.
Anthony Albanese. Don't worry. Bleep it all.
No, go back to the Anthony Albanese bit.
Anthony Albanese put up a video on his Instagram of him hugging a lady. And he was like, it's very important for me to welcome so-and-so back home.
I think it was she went to Israel.
So?
Well, you got to welcome her home.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do at the airport when you're prime minister and you're welcoming one of your ministers
home? I want Hugh Grant for PM.
Should he be hugging someone who he works with?
Absolutely. Oh, I don't know if it was a hug. He might have, like, shook her hand or slapped up with her or something. I don't
know. I hope he slapped up with her.
I just thought it was really odd with everything going on in the world and he's just like, I have to welcome her home.
Have you ever seen that video of Barack Obama shaking hands with people and then another black dude turns up and he full slaps up with them? It's hilarious. Because all the handshakes are very like, yes, thank you, congratulations. And then it's just, brother.
Do you think
it's Shaq. It was Shaq.
Do you think she has a dick?
Who, Shaq?
Obama.
Oh, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah, I love the conspiracy theory that Michelle Obama's a man. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's interesting.
I don't know where it's come from. There's one photo of her back, and it's looking thick, juicy, and manly. On the topic of men, Claire, you said to me that when I talk to other men, I sound Macedonian.
You do. You go, what's up, brother? brother. Hey, good brother. How you going, brother? Good brother.
Well, this is how I talk to other men. That's how men talk to each other.
No, they don't.
They do. Hey, brother.
Oh, brother.
Brother.
Footy, brother.
When there used to be a punch-up on the field, I used to run in there going, brother.
Oh, it's the most putrid thing I've ever seen.
Excuse me.
It's like when girls go, hi.
That reminds me, Mum and Dad Show merch code putrid gets you 30% off on the website right now. Yeah, well, you gotta throw some brothers in.
Brother.
Because you never know. They could see you as a threat. And then if you say brother, you know it's all good. If I say buddy, they know I don't want to talk to them.
How's it going, buddy?
Ooh, that's vicious. That's what
is.
That is
like a real estate thing? Because I could see the real estate dudes being like, hey, go on, buddy.
You know, the other day I was stressed about something. I think Addy was crying or something was going on. And a real estate agent that we went and looked at a house like 2 years ago messaged me.
Did he?
And she? He was just, it was just like a, how dare you assume it was a man? He just said, oh, they've got this beautiful house overlooking this, yada, yada, yada. And it was hot and I just had the shits. I was like, I don't give a fuck, mate. It's 40 degrees. Don't fucking talk to me. Brother.
I have a blue tick.
Yes, brother.
Brother.
Now, Dickie.
Yeah.
What's on for this week? What have we got on? Because Addie's about to kick off, I reckon.
Addie's hopefully going to have a nap sometime in the near future. And then we're going to play with his trucks and have a snuggle.
Are you interested in your bot? That's a good boy. Well done, sweetheart.
I don't know what's on for the week. I think work stuff, home stuff, girl stuff, boy stuff.
Hey. What a great show, girl stuff, boy stuff.
It was good.
They actually changed the song. It goes, girl stuff, they, them stuff, girl stuff, and don't forget the they, them stuff.
I miss Daria.
You love Daria.
I love Daria. I had the box set. I remember I saved up my money when I was working and I got the box set.
Yep.
Still got it floating around this house somewhere.
All our DVDs are in
the roof.
I
had a crush on Trent.
Who's Trent?
You know who Trent is. They know who Trent is.
I've never meant
hey, Daria.
A Trent I like. Actually, that's not true. I do.
I've never met a Trent.
I know one Trent, and
who
I like
you know?
Him. He was the brother of a bloke I used to play footy with. Good young man.
That's enough for me.
I wanted to end this video talking about, we talk about this person on the podcast all the time.
Oh.
But an influencer who complains constantly.
Oh, fuck.
Just, and I don't want to give out any details so, you know, people guess who he or she is, but.
She used to be really down to earth and cool too.
He or she.
It's a she. As far as we know.
That's true. It could be anyone. Hey, girl stuff, boy stuff. complaining. They were overseas and they were complaining about how hard it is to come up with content every week.
When there's people out there doing hard jobs on building sites.
Because we live near some building sites and we walk past them every day and I spit on them. But the Claire flashes her boobs. You know.
I like the attention.
Yin and yang. I spit, she boobs.
I swallow. I don't. I'm joking. I'm sorry. It just came really quickly for me to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Claire Butterfield. She's on fire today.
Fuck.
And, yeah, these dudes are busting it out.
And women.
Or, no, there's no fucking good female tradies. They all suck. But women who are, you know, what do women do? Single mothers?
Coffee shops, nurses, doctors, lawyers.
Oh, there's so many female CEOs out there that you haven't even spoken about.
Oh, I just think back to the retail days. Anyway, not to make it about me.
It doesn't matter
whatever
you do. Yes. Like, there's people busting their ass.
Actual hard jobs.
And even jobs that you're not paid for. Like mothers, fathers, like single parents. There was yesterday, Addy was on fire and he was like running around everywhere, moving around, trying to walk, all this shit. And we were up and down and up and down and running around.
I was out the back blazing.
Claire was hitting the bong hard again. Good work, buddy.
It fills my cup, Isaac.
But could you imagine being a single parent doing that? Like
our hats and everything
our
go
hats
off
that
to
we're
you.
Not wearing are off. We took them off at the start of this podcast for you.
Particularly mums. Sorry, I'm going to...
Yeah, fuck dads. I agree.
No. I'm just going to say particularly mums.
I think because a lot of mums...
I think we care slightly more when the baby cries.
Yeah, I think
I don't mean that in a mean way. I just think it affects women differently.
Because it really hits you when Addy cries.
100%.
And for me, I'm more like...
Problem solving.
Yeah, I'm trying to stop him crying by all means necessary. Sometimes I threaten him. Sometimes I send him bomb threats. But for you, it really hurts. Like you're genuinely upset. And I don't enjoy it.
No.
But...
It is different for both sexes, I guess.
I don't know. I think any single parent... has it tough, but I think there's more single mothers out there whose dads.
Because of all the dead shit dudes
There are a lot of dead shit dudes. There's a lot of dead shit mums, but I think there's a lot of dead shit dudes.
I think there's more dead shit dudes.
I agree. There definitely is because if you're a mother, you basically have to look after this child and dudes have the choice, right?
Why?
Well, they do have a choice.
Why?
Because you have an attachment to them.
Why?
Because it's chemically inbuilt into your brain to have an adjustment to them. No, I know what you're doing. I was just arguing back against you. I wasn't trying.
Yo,
to...
Go, Daddy Pig.
I'm not trying to fight you.
I call Isaac Daddy Pig. Come at me. What were we talking about to end the video?
Carrot
on?
Poo?
No. There was something else you mentioned.
I can't keep up with the subject changes.
I know.
Well, there's a lot of subjects to cover in this particularly interesting.
Especially when we cramp it into so much, and we're both so excited to tell you guys random shit.
Well, the problem with this podcast has always been that it only goes for 30 minutes, but there's too much with him. With the monster himself.
Beautiful boy.
Who's thoroughly enjoying this bottle.
He's so sweet.
You got to squeeze it in. Like the
And it is, it's a very, sorry to interrupt, but it's a very natural podcast too, which I like, even though it's a bit, I think you'd love it or hate it. I like that it is us literally just talking shit. It's not heaps like.
But do we have a fact checker?
Get fucked.
I don't know. I don't know what, I like this podcast because it's just us talking and I like that
very
there's
real.
That there's a diary of 71 podcasts of us just talking that, you know, we could look back on. It's always going to be on the internet. Addy could look back on. You guys could look back on if you care. That's why I think for this next tour we should film a lot more. We are going on tour this year. We're going to the UK, the USA and Australia.
And Nigeria.
And Nigeria. We're doing a stadium there. It'll be great. We're building it. They will come. What we were talking about before was that influencer who complains.
That's right. Yes.
And there's people out there with genuine concerns, and this person was in another part of the world on a brand deal.
Yeah.
Complaining that
it's just wrong.
Oh, you know, it's really tough what I'm doing. I was like,
and she was like dripped out to the nines in all the designer shit like, too. And she's like, I'm not going to say anymore because it'll give it away. But influencers need to pull their heads in.
What do you think about men that order flat whites?
It's a cappuccino.
Dudes who... Okay.
We spoke about this the other day. Get real. If you're a bloke and you're saying, can I get a flat white?
I get a flat white every morning.
You don't.
No, I thought it was...
Caleb's indigenous, don't
you? No, be careful what you say. I thought,
how do you order it?
I thought lattes were the...
extra well, shot, please.
We took the cap off saying we could do a bit more harsher jokes, and you've gone full racist.
That's not racist, is it?
You did invent them. I'm just celebrating them.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Whatever.
Anyways, back to the lattes.
Yes.
I thought flat whites were better than lattes. Like when you go, I thought a man ordering a latte was bad. No, so I get a flat white.
That's what blokes do.
I just don't want the fucking chalky on top.
I think a cappuccino's pretty masculine.
No.
Can I sprinkle a chocolate on top?
A cappuccino is what a man orders when he doesn't understand coffee.
It's a toxic drink.
Is it?
Toxic masculinity.
That's me.
That's why I order a flat white.
I think a latte is good for a bloke. An iced latte is not. It's not a good look. I saw a tradie ordering one the other
day. Maybe we should let the comments decide. What's more feminine, latte or flat white?
Yes.
Well, I don't give a fuck about the comments. So here's what... Here's the truth. Here's the God's honest truth. If you are a man who isn't gay, who orders a flat white, you might love cocks.
100%. No might.
No Vegemite.
So a flat white is basically a cappuccino with no chocolate. It's just an extra frothy latte.
Lovely. Beautiful.
And if you want a frothy latte, you might like...
Gargle on some balls.
Cum.
Ooh. What's your coffee drink? Tell
my favourite cum. I have an almond latte. People make fun of me for having almond milk.
Everyone gets oat lattes now.
Oats are terrible for you.
Fucking oat lattes.
Fucking oats.
Oh, I get no one asked. I'm going to include myself.
Is it soy milk that gives you like high estrogen?
Yeah,
soy.
That's why I'm.
It's actually being around.
I was trying to tell you all my drink.
You, Caleb.
What do you get, Claire? Thanks for asking, Isaac.
Tell the people.
I get a large lactose-free iced latte with an extra shot. That's 3 shots in total.
You're an absolute psycho.
I am.
I think we're addicted to caffeine.
100%.
The amount of Caleb has like what, one coffee a day?
I'll have about 4. I reckon I'll have 2 in the morning, like one as soon as I wake up, and then one a bit later, and then I'll have 2 Arvo coffees, and then I'm wondering why I can't sleep.
Why his skin's nice?
2 Arvo coffees, you say?
Yeah,
and one
he's
in the
nice
morning.
And
what do I have? I have
so sweaty again.
2 coffees when I get up.
You're pretty similar. I remember when we were on tour, you'll smash them in Arvo as well.
Yeah, well,
the Arvo coffee hits. Oof.
I think when Addy, particularly when we're on tour, and we finish a show and get home, because Claire's had him
so
in the,
dirty.
You've had him in the green room for like hours.
Oh, trooper.
It's now up to me to, you know, put him to bed and stuff, which I think is more than fair. But
Work out if I'm a stay-at-home mum or not.
How do we work that out?
Random, because I do stuff on the internet with you, and then when we travel,
yeah, you do.
I look after Addy, and then I sell merch pre-Addy. And I'm trying to work out now if I fit into the stay-at-home mum category now, or if I'm like,
well, you're not going
to
sell merch anymore because someone's got to look after the course.
So I don't know what I am. I don't know what to identify.
Who am I?
Does it matter? Like,
no, I just sort of want to, because people go, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm like, well, I do YouTube with influencer. My husband. Definitely not an influencer. No one sends me anything.
You're an influencer. You have more followers than someone who says they're an influencer.
I don't influence anyone.
You influence me.
Oh. I contribute to society by rocking. You know. School of Rock.
Oh, I never liked that movie.
Can't believe we're married and you don't like School of Rock.
Remember our wedding day when you looked at me and you said, you got to deal with this fucking woman for the rest of your life, and you pointed at yourself and then you spat in my face, and that was your vows. I thought that was so weird.
Guys, thank you for watching.
What is this podcast?
I think Isaac's had enough. He needs to go to the gym. He needs to lay down.
Well, actually, we do need to go in a minute.
Yeah,
it's nearly 11.
Yeah, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching this magnificent
Abysmal.
Podcast. No, it's good.
I like it.
Did you guys enjoy
the? I hope you liked it.
Claire reads all the comments.
I do. I actually care.
I tell her not to. So, if you have a nice message for Claire, let her know in the comments. If you have a message for me, stick it up your ass. That's my honest.
There was another Claire's hot comment in the comments last week.
Thank you.
There is a lot of Claire person. Hot is hot, and you actually spell Claire's name C-L-A-R-E. Not there's no I. So if you put an I in there, that's a hate crime.
I do love attention though, so please let me know if you think I'm cute or not, because my self-esteem's dwindling.
Well,
by
I
the
want
day.
Every hot dude in the comments.
I think I'm cute. I'm definitely not hot.
I'd say you're hot.
Nah, I'm not.
I always thought you were hot.
Thank you. If you think I'm cute, I'm winning.
And I've seen you on the toilet.
I think being called cute's not. You know who's bloody hot? I'll finish in a minute. We watched, what was that show?
Burjo's Catchphrase?
No. The one that everyone's watching with the beautiful woman in it.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, the show.
I know the one you're talking about.
The one on Netflix.
Oh, Boy Swallows Universe. Oh,
fuck, no.
Lie to Me?
Lie to Me?
Is that what it's called?
Lie to Me? No.
Light Me Up?
That's not...
Light Me Up?
Long, with the Long British John chick. Silver?
She's
Long
got
John
brown Silver. Hair.
Long John Silver.
Anyway, she's who I want to look like. She's bloody beautiful. Thanks for watching.
No,
I want
to get what it's called because the people will be interested. Oh, hang on. Well, can we... Do we all have somewhere to be?
No, sorry. I'm annoyed that I don't know what it is because we just watched it the other day.
Oh, did you watch it? Well, why don't we don't? Why, how about we don't tell people and then they can never know?
Anyway, ooh, my she's Netflix had really nice noises. Work done. Not no shade, but she's had really nice fake lips and stuff. And the whole time we're watching the show, I was just like, she's
fool me
beautiful.
Once.
That's it, fool me once. Once. Thank you,
it's
Caleb.
It's very good.
But Old Love's beautiful. That's who I want to look like.
I want to look like you.
I want to look like the detective in little dark man.
Do you?
He's how dark
his under
are his
eyes, though.
Eyes.
Yeah, he looks real.
He looked sick, hey. Like when sick. We were watching it, we were like, "Oh!"
Like he was, his eyes and that.
The daughter's
like
beautiful. Sorry to interrupt.
The daughter
and the playroom in the show.
Oh, the little one, the little baby.
Little
girl. Yeah,
she's oh sweet. My god! But yeah, Old Love's beautiful. So if you want to say I look like her, go for it.
Should we spoil it for everyone?
Why?
Just to ruin some
no,
lives.
No, don't be that person.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. This is episode 71 on the podcast, and I feel much more relaxed now than I did at the start of the podcast because Addie's asleep. Fuck, that's why I'm sort of just like just enjoying the ambiance of everyone. It's good to be here. My book's coming out.
Are we ending this?
It's funny, you said it was going to be a short podcast, right? 45 minutes.
Oh, we enjoy it.
My
Very nice.
My book is going to be out in the next couple of months.
So excited. So proud of you.
How big is it?
How big is it?
How big is it? How
it's
big
actually
is
the
book?
Size of an A4 piece of paper. It's one page.
It's just a blurb.
It's like 250, 260 pages, I think.
Yeah, nice.
Very proud of you.
Regular book size.
Yeah, nice.
Here's something for people that something people don't know.
Chew on this.
Chew on this. The foreword is actually written by Friendly Geordies.
Oh, true.
Yeah. No one.
Shout
knew.
Out to him.
Shout out to him. He wrote
best
he,
teeth
did
ever.
We get about the photographer in the front page.
Oh, the the
I was hoping he'd say that.
Caleb took the photo for the.
We'll put front his handle board. Here.
For at because yeah because people will see that photo of me and go wow that's such a great photo I'm gonna follow the photographer
that must have been done in a top notch studio
wow that was definitely
not
was.
In a garage
that wasn't done in his garage with a black fucking sheet of paper behind him
they were just my undies my maternity undies pegged them up as the backdrop
they weren't that big Christ no. I mean the piece of paper wasn't that big you're wearing maternity shorts at the moment
I am.
You oh, what about this?
Oh, this is great. This is like the Christmas special.
What about this? We didn't do one. I read a comment the other day. I know I say yeah. I didn't, but sometimes they pop up on Facebook. Someone was giving you shit, Claire.
About what?
Because they must have watched like a video, and then so on Facebook, I have a company who's sent like clips like videos that I've already done from ages ago and puts them up, right? And they put up a video. Of one in the afternoon, one the day before with you, and then one the next day with you. But in the
is that a crime?
In the second one, you were pregnant, and the first one you weren't. And then people were like, it's like two people, these angry ladies were like, oh, he shouldn't talk like that when his wife's so fat. And people in the comment section were like, she's fucking 9 months pregnant in this video, you idiot.
Fucking hell.
And everyone was like, Claire's, people were defending her. Like, Claire's, nice. Claire's really fit in real life and all this type of stuff. Actually, if you don't know, Claire does all her exercise routines
on the roof.
on Instagram, if you want to.
On Instagram? No, I don't.
You did yesterday. You did the other day, didn't you?
No.
You did like your kettlebell swings and your...
Oh, on Peachy by Rose, my sock brand. I put a bit of fitness on that, yes.
Yeah. And if you do Pilates... It's
but not in a douchey way.
It's a Pilates sock. But yeah, you do that and you're a fucking fit hot bit of gear.
Thank you.
And
I'm a fatty, apparently.
How many minutes do you reckon you could run for, Caleb?
Hmm?
Are you a pretty fit runner?
Oh, I'm not a good runner. I mean, I don't know, 7 minutes?
Claire ran for 20 minutes the other day and she hasn't run since before Addie was
that's
even
pretty, that's
conceived.
Pretty good.
I know, I was shocked.
That's pretty good.
Because she
I
does a bike
shocked.
Every day. Like
oh, yeah.
You do like half an hour class on the spin bike before you do your weights.
Yeah.
and you ran. I couldn't believe how far you ran.
I couldn't believe it either. I was actually shocked.
Don't get me wrong. I could run further.
I know.
But it was very impressive and I was very proud of you. And I reckon
Thank you. I just ran around the tradies constantly to get attention.
Yeah. The fact that you had your boobs out when you did
looking.
It.
Oh, my God.
Did you report the hate crimes of them looking?
No.
You should have.
Loved it.
Bloody
I'm
women.
Joking.
Women these days, mate.
I need to stop giving blokes head nods.
Oh, I'm glad you said nods.
I need to stop giving out hand jobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, no more hand jobs. That is the life lesson
from
this
podcast. November.
No Nut November. That's what we're doing in this house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, No Nut 2024.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to
wrap it up.
Do you want to go punch on?
Yep.
Right. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.